Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Jasoda binds Lord Krishna, text, well, we're just going to read the summary. While Mother Jasoda was allowing Krishna to drink her breast milk, she was forced to stop because she saw the milk pan boiling over on the oven. The maidservants being engaged in other business, she stopped allowing Krishna to drink from her breast and immediately attended to the overflowing milk pan. Krishna became very angry because of his mother's behavior and devised a means of breaking the pots of yogurt. Because he created this disturbance, Mother Jasoda decided to bind him. These incidents are described in this chapter. Now, a more complete summary. One day, the maidservants engaged in other work. Mother Jasoda was churning the yogurt into butter herself. And in the meantime, Krishna came and requested her to allow him to suck her breast milk. Of course, Mother Jasoda immediately allowed him to do so. But then she saw that the hot milk on the oven was boiling over, and therefore she immediately stopped allowing Krishna to drink the milk of her breast and went to stop the milk on the stove from overflowing. Krishna, however, having been interrupted in his business of sucking the breast, was very angry. He took a piece of stone, broke the churning pot, and entered a room where he began to eat the freshly churned butter. When Mother Jasoda, after attending to the overflowing milk, returned and saw the pot broken, she could understand that this was the work of Krishna, and therefore she went to search for him. When she entered the room, she saw Krishna standing on the ulukala, a large mortar for grinding spices. Having turned the mortar upside down, he was stealing butter hanging from a swing and was distributing the butter to the monkeys. As soon as Krishna saw that his mother had come, immediately began to run away. Mother Jasoda began to follow him. After going some distance, Mother Jasoda was able to catch Krishna, who, because of the offense, was crying. Mother Jasoda, of course, threatened to punish Krishna if he had acted that way again, and she decided to bind him with rope. Unfortunately, when the time came to knot the rope with which she wanted to bind him was short by a distance equal to the width of two fingers. When she made the rope longer by adding another rope, she again saw that it was short by two fingers. Again and again she tried, and again she found the rope too short by two fingers. Thus she became very tired, and Krishna, seeing his affectionate mother so tired, allowed himself to be bound. Now being compassionate, he did not show her his unlimited potency. After Mother Jasoda bound Krishna and became engaged in other household affairs, Krishna observed two Yamala Arjuna trees, which were actually Narakuvala and Manigriva, two sons of Kuvera, who had been condemned by Narada Muni to become trees. Krishna, by his mercy, now began to proceed toward the trees to fulfill the desire of Narada Muni. Text 1 and 2, so short. Shri Shukuvacha Ekada Griha Dashishu Jashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Niyuktasu Niramamanta Swayam Dadi Yani Yani Ha Gitani Tadbala Charitani Cha Dani Niramantane Kale Smaranti Tanya Gaya Ta Shri Shukuvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ekada, one day, Griha Darishu, when all the maidservants of the householder were otherwise engaged. Jashoda, Mother Jashoda, Nanda Gehini. The queen of Nanda Maharaj. Karma Antara. And other household affairs. Nyuktasu. Being engaged. Nirmamanta. Churned. Swayam. Personally. Dadi. The yogurt. Yani. All such. Yani. Such. Iha. In this connection. Gitani. Songs. Tatbalacharitani. In which the activities of her own son were enacted. Cha and Dadi Nirmantane. While churning the yogurt. Kale. At that time. Smaranti. Remembering. Tani. All of them. In the form of songs. Agayata, chanted. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, one day when Mother Jasoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all these those activities. Prabhupada Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Jasoda took place on the Deepavali day, or the Deepa Malika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. As we understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Jasoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Jasoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that the child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. Thus, while churning the butter, Mother Jasoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, it would transform it into poetry, or having this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Jasoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood pastimes, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, and Trinivarta. While churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Jasoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Translation, text 3. Dressed in a saffron yellow sari, with a belt tied about her full hips, Mother Jasoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably, her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and malati flowers were falling from her hair. For what anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bali features of Mother Jasoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Jasoda, for this is Mayavada. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitude, in any way we must follow the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish his description, always thinking Mother Jasoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautiful the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Jasoda and maternal affection for Krishna. So what was Mother Jasoda's color of her sari?
Yellow.
Do we hear another color? Do we? What's that? Saffron yellow, yes. What's the color of saffron yellow? Did you ever see saffron? What's that? Well, saffron yellow looks more like yellow, but it's a little, has a little reddish tinge to it. And with a belt tied about her full hips. So that's what's described here. Now it says here that one should not become like Mother Jasoda. Well, that means that we shouldn't try to become Mother Jasoda. It's not that we're thinking that actually by some misfortune I was actually Mother Jasoda in the spiritual world, but somehow or another I fell down. And when I become self-realized again, then I realize I'm actually Mother Jasoda, or Nanda Maharaj, or Radharani, or someone like that. That these positions are already taken up, and you can't replace them. It's not that Mother, when you get back to the spiritual world, you say, Mother Jasoda, you can retire, I'm here. No, these are eternal positions, but we should follow in her footsteps, the sense of developing the same kind of affection that Mother Jasoda has. And we can do that by meditating on Mother Jasoda. Not only her bodily features, which is described here, but also in her mood of affection. Now, even in the material world, because we're spiritual beings, therefore we have the ability to experience people's consciousness. That's why people go to, for instance, sports games, to experience the enthusiasm of their team if it's winning. That by ourselves, we can only generate so much enthusiasm, but in association with others who are enthusiastic, then we experience greater enthusiasm than we'd ordinarily experience by ourselves. So similarly, in spiritual world, everyone, where people are pure, their consciousness is pure, they experience what everyone else is experiencing. And those who are on the higher levels of rasa, they're able to appreciate and experience all the other rasas too. It's not that the gopis think, well, we're gopis, we're on the highest Madhurya rasa. We only experience conjugal love, not these other lowly things like servitorship and friendship and parental love. We're only into conjugal love. Now, if we read the Krishna book, or the Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll find that the gopis, when Krishna is absent and they're feeling a separation, who are they meditating on? Are they meditating on simply the Madhurya rasa? No. When Krishna was seen walking in the bank of the Jamuna, he was nicely decorated with tilak on his forehead. And his body was anointed with sandalwood pulp and tulsi leaves. And he was garlanded with different forest flowers. The bumblebees became mad after the treasure and the sweetness of the atmosphere. And being pleased by the humming sound of the bees, Krishna began to play upon his flute. And the combined sounds became so sweet to hear that the aquatic birds, like the cranes, the ducks, and the swans, stopped swimming and flying, and they became stunned, and then they closed their eyes and entered into a trance of meditation in worship of Krishna. So So in this 35th chapter of the Krishna book, or Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't find any description of Krishna's Madhurya Rasa. We hear the descriptions of the clouds hovering over Krishna's head, and instead of pouring rain, they small flowers. The clouds are hovering over Krishna's head to protect him from the sunshine. We find Krishna sitting on the ground, and he's resting on his left elbow, and his left hand is holding the flute, and beautiful Krishna plays the flute while moving his charming, attractive eyebrows. And the sound of the flute is so nice that the denizens of heaven who are flying in outer space, the wives of the denizens of heaven who are flying in outer space, they become overwhelmed with at this conjugal love, and their tight dresses and hair loosen. And we hear about, and when the cows or the calves hear the sound of Krishna's flute, although they're sucking on the udders of their mother, they become stunned and can no longer drink the milk, and their eyes close and the ears stand up, and they become ecstatic hearing Krishna's flute. So this description goes on, the demigods greeting Krishna coming back home. Krishna is born in the womb of Devaki, like just like the sun is born in the womb of the ocean. And Krishna comes home at night, he walks in a stride like an elephant and gradually enters into a home. And therefore the residents of Vrindavan forget about the scorching heat of the day. Such descriptions of Krishna were remembered by the gopis during his absence from Krishna. They give us some idea about how attractive Krishna is. That in Vrindavan, the trees, the lake, the water, and even the animals like the cows and the deer, everyone and everything is attracted to Krishna. That is the perfect description of Krishna's all attractiveness. The example of the gopis is very instructive for those who want to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Everyone has a tendency to love someone, that Krishna should be the object of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness. By always chanting Hare Krishna and remembering Krishna's pastimes, one can be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness and thus make his life sublime and fruitful. So it's not that they're one rasa. Even the gopis enjoy all the rasas. They appreciate all of them. So within the gopis are all the different rasas of friendship and parental love and servitorship. So they also serve Krishna. They're also friendly to Krishna. They also, sometimes they give Krishna good advice like a mother. So all the different tastes are there. And we should meditate on them and try to feel Mother Jasoda's affection for Krishna. That doesn't mean we become Mother Jasoda, but we should relish how she's trying to take care of Krishna. And by Krishna's mercy, didadami buddhi yogam tam, he can give us the intelligence by which we can experience what Mother Jasoda is experiencing. It may not happen all at once, but if we're sincere, and we try to develop a service attitude like Mother Jasoda, trying to serve Krishna, then Krishna may give us some feeling, ability to feel what Mother Jasoda is feeling. And that's called Krishna consciousness. It's not that we simply meditate on Krishna. We have to meditate upon Krishna at least with the feeling of serving him. That's called love. He's not just an object for our meditation like a candle. It's not that the deities are there like a candle. They're simply standing there and we just meditate on them like a candle. No, we meditate on them in service. Therefore, the temple is not simply a place of deity worship. It's also a place where we learn how to become inspired, for instance, to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That whoever we meet, we tell people about Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased with us, and we won't see him as a candle to meditate on. We'll see him as a personality to serve. and we'd be able, and if we have that attitude, then we'd be able to experience what he's experiencing, separation from Krishna in Vrindavan. So we can practice all the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, is all meant for developing these feelings. When we hear about Korma with the Mandara mountain, golden mountain on his back, and the demigods are churning the Mandara hill with Svasuki, it's very hard to get inspired to feel. How do you feel? Do you feel like a snake being churned? Do you feel like a tortoise with your back being scratched? Do you feel like a demigod getting burnt by Svasuki? What are you supposed to feel like? It's there to give us some idea of how great Krishna is, but here is actually his greatness, is the loving exchange between Krishna and his devotees. That will actually give us some idea of what spiritual life is really like. Well, the other chapters are mostly meant so we can appreciate that Krishna is not an ordinary person, nor is his pastimes ordinary. And now the highest pastimes, the extraordinary part of it is the feelings between Krishna and his devotees. That although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so great that unlimited incarnations come from him, still he can act like a little child in front of Mother Jasoda. And Mother Jasoda can treat him like a little child, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that this is his original form. His greatness originally is not his all-powerfulness. His greatness originally is his loving exchanges with his devotees. And generally in the material world, we have it the other way around. If someone is powerful, great, and he acts humbly, then we appreciate it. But in the back of our minds, we think that actually he's very powerful. But actually in the spiritual world, his greatness is simply his loving exchanges with his devotees, and his power is not even noticed there. And that's eternally. That's where everything comes from. So we should not try to imitate Mother Jasoda, or as Prabhupada said, act like her. Says we should feel how they're trying to feel, and at the same time keep in mind that we're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're not dealing with an ordinary child, or else they'll become offensive. We'll take this Srimad Bhagavatam as some ordinary literature. Well, it's completely a transcendental, beyond any material experience. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Can we feel this exchange of
Krishna?
If we can experience this exchange, if we can feel the exchange of emotions or rasa with Krishna also here.
Yes, here or there, anywhere. They're transcendental. But we have to qualify ourselves. We have to qualify ourselves. And the qualification is we have to serve, we have to follow in Mother Jasoda's footsteps and serve Krishna. One is wanting to serve him. So therefore we're practicing sadhana bhakti, and that will make us eligible to experience what's going on in this 10th canto, gradually. Krishna will reveal himself to us. As he says, Tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upyantite. To those who constantly devote themselves to worshiping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So the super soul in our heart will give us more and more intelligence how to become more and more steady in Krishna's service and actually do that service with more and more feelings of love. Of which part of our service is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So it will give us the inspiration to hear this Bhagavatam, remember it steadily like Mother Jasoda, and actually experience the loving exchanges that are going on in it. So practice. If you put the iron in the fire, then it'll get hotter and hotter and hotter, as long as you don't take it out of the fire. And then one day it'll become just like iron, a fire. The iron will act like fire. So if we keep ourselves engaged in Krishna's service and in Krishna consciousness, then all these things will be revealed to us gradually. Anything else? And that's the impetus for doing devotional service and making and perform what we're doing, is the feelings of love that we can experience eventually. We're not here just to memorize slokas and whatever else. We're here to experience our original nature, which is pure transcendental love and affection for Krishna and for everyone, actually. All right. Kuala, Grandaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.